Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Centre writes to states and union territories to take action for hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal emphasizes Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 is designed to foster trust-based governance. Bengal police arrests mastermind of Koliachak Malda case at Bagdogra Airport, Siliguri. Ministry of Education declares NCERT an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. In West Asia, strikes expand to civilian and industrial infrastructure, raising concerns over global energy supply and maritime security. And in football, defending champion Inter to face Bangladesh in the final of the SAF Under-20 Championship 2026 in the Maldives tonight. The centre has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumours and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. Industry bodies have welcomed the government's decision to grant customs duty exemption on a wide range of critical petrochemical products. Talking to media, CEO of the Federation of Automobile Dealers Associations, Saharsh Damani, said this is a preemptive step by the government, providing relief for the auto sector. He said since many components rely on petrochemical inputs like plastics and polymers, the exemption may reduce disruption risks and contain cost pressures.
I think this is a sensible preemptive step. For the auto sector, the benefit is not about price cuts and more about keeping the component and materials pipeline stable. Since many automotive parts depend on petrochemical derivatives like plastics and polymers, this exemption can help contain supply disruptions and cost pressures. For the auto retail, that means better continuity in vehicle, spare and consumable availability during an exceptionally volatile global situation.
Meanwhile, National President of Indian Drug Manufacturers Association, Dr. Viranchi Shah, said waiving import duties on key solvents and chemicals used in API and formulation manufacturing will help curb recent price escalation.
The government decided to waive off the import duties in many of the solvents and chemicals. Many of these solvents and chemicals were widely used in the manufacture of APIs and formulations in India. With this reduction, it will curtail the escalation of prices that was happening for a couple of weeks from now. This will therefore enable the Indian pharmaceutical industry to ensure the availability of affordable medicines across India. On behalf of the Indian Drug Manufacturers Association, I compliment the Honorable Prime Minister and the Government of India for taking such a wonderful step.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the reform brought in the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 is a significant step towards simplifying laws, reducing compliance burden and fear of penalties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today on the bill, Mr. Goyal said the aim of the bill is not to control common people but to benefit them and enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Mr. Goyal said for the first time 1,000 offences across 79 acts have been decriminalised through the Jan Vishwas Bill.
We had decriminalized 183 different sections of the law, had a very good experience, which encouraged us to be bigger and bolder. And this time, we have gone up to more than 1,000 provisions. First time in the history that this has happened. Our 12-year journey of trust includes removing over 1,500 obsolete laws, the direct benefit transferred to the bank account of beneficiaries of government schemes, which has saved lakhs of crores of rupees, which earlier were taken away by middlemen.
Mr. Goyal stated that 12 states have already introduced their own version of Jan Vishwas laws and urged other states to also look into decriminalizing petty offenses. The minister also emphasized that this step has been taken to move away from a colonial mindset where punishment prevailed over fairness. The West Bengal police today arrested two persons, including the mastermind of the Girao of seven judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Baghdogra airport. The alleged mastermind, identified as Advocate Mufakkarul Islam, was arrested while he was trying to board a flight. Speaking to reporters, ADG North Bengal K. Jayaraman said, Mufakkarul Islam hails from Itahar in Uttar Dinajpur district and was currently residing in Kolkata. He said three cases have been registered against him at Kaliachak police station for allegedly instigating locals through speeches on Wednesday, following which the seven judicial officers were garroted inside the Kaliachak 2 block office under Mothabari Assembly constituency. The Election Commission has said that 500 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPFs, will continue to remain deployed in West Bengal for post-poll law and order duties, even after the completion of counting. It said additionally, 200 companies of CAPFs will be retained in the state for security arrangements of EVMs, strong room and counting centre, and remain deployed till the completion of counting in the state. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in two phases. The first phase of election will be held on the 23rd of April and the second phase on the 29th of April. The Ministry of Education, on the advice of the UGC, has declared National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. In its statement, the Ministry informed that an online application was uploaded on UGC portal for grant of institution deemed to be university status under distinct category to NCERT. The ministry added that the recommendation of the UGC expert committee was considered and approved by the commission. The ministry also directed the NCERT to take appropriate steps to commence research programs as well as doctoral and innovative academic programs. The NCERT is an autonomous organization set up in 1961 by the government to assist and advise the central and state governments on policies and programs for qualitative improvement in school education. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Indian Navy commissioned the stealth frigate INS Taragiri at the Naval Dockyard in Visakhapatnam today. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh presided over the ceremony. Built by Mazgaon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, the warship is the fourth vessel under the Project 17A class. Addressing the gathering, the Defence Minister said the country's coastline exceeds 11,000 kilometres and is surrounded by the sea on three sides. Nearly 95% of India's trade moves through the maritime routes, while energy security also depends on the seas. He stressed that a strong navy is therefore essential.
Our navy stands as a symbol of India's values and commitment. I firmly believe that commissioning of INS Taragiri will further strengthen our naval capabilities and reinforce this commitment.
The Defence Minister further said the navy has safeguarded commercial vessels and oil tankers during periods of tension. It maintains a sustained presence in key regions including the Indian Ocean, the Persian Gulf and the Malacca Strait. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will arrive in Puducherry this afternoon to take part in election campaign. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Modi will hold a roadshow and address party workers and the public.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Puducherry Airport around 4:15 p.m. From there, the Prime Minister will proceed to Ajanta Signal Junction, the starting point of the roadshow. The roadshow will pass through a stretch of about 1.2 kilometers in Annasalai and conclude near the Kamarajar statue. NDA leaders and candidates will accompany the Prime Minister. He will interact with party workers and supporters along the road, urging them to support the NDA. Bibin Asnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
The BJP has released a list of 27 candidates for the Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan will contest from Avanashi. Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan will fight from Mylapore, and Vanathi Srinivasan will contest from Coimbatore North. The Assembly election in Tamil Nadu will be held on the 23rd of this month. In our special series of constituency profiles, today we focus on Bokahat under the Kaziranga Lok Sabha constituency in Assam. Polling in Assam is scheduled to be held in a single phase for all 126 Legislative Assembly constituencies on the 9th of April. We have more from our correspondent.
The 105-member Bokahat Legislative Assembly constituency is one of the 126 constituencies of Assam. Polling will be held on 9th April. Bokahat is a key constituency of Golaghat district, and it is predominantly a rural seat with a significant population dependent on tea gardens and agriculture. In the current assembly's election, six candidates are in the fray from Bokahat. Minister and Assam Gana Parishad chief Otul Bora is contesting against Raizor Dol nominee Hari Prasad Saikia, an alliance party of the Congress-led opposition. Vivekananda Rajwar is the candidate of ZZ party, while Hemanta Doloi, Pranab Dole and Jitan Gogoi are contesting as independent candidates. Following the 2023 delimitation exercise, the Bokahat LSC has undergone changes in its population and areas. According to the Election Commission of India, Bokahat has over 1,64,000 voters. Over 84,000 are female and over 79,000 are male. Additionally, there is one transgender voter across 212 polling stations. In the 2021 assembly election, there were 11 candidates in the fray, including AGP's Otul Bora, NCP's Midun Saikia, Assam Jatiya Parishad, RK Gogoi, and 8 independents. Otul Bora of AGP won the election. Aminullah Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The West Asia conflict entered its 35th day today, with Iran and its allies continuing exchanges of fire with Israel and the United States as strikes expanded beyond military targets to civilian and industrial infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global energy supplies and maritime security. Saudi Arabia said its air defenses intercepted and destroyed 7 drones in the past few hours. The Saudi press agency, citing Defense Ministry spokesperson Brigadier General Turki Al-Malki, said the interceptions were carried out as part of efforts to safeguard the kingdom's security. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the tallest bridge in Iran had been destroyed hours after threatening to bomb the country back to the Stone Ages. The B-1 bridge links Tehran to neighboring Karaj. Ghojratullah Saif, the deputy governor of Alborz province, where the B-1 bridge is located, said the strike had killed 8 people and injured 95 others. Mr. Trump's post on Truth Social was accompanied by a video of an explosion. He urged Iran's government to make a deal before it is too late. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is scheduled to vote tonight on a Bahraini proposal to secure the Strait of Hormuz. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services on the way of the cross, with devotees gathering in large numbers. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said, on the occasion of Good Friday, everyone remembers the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and reflects upon his timeless message of love, compassion and forgiveness. In a social media post, the Vice President said Jesus Christ's life and teachings inspire everyone to walk the path of humility, selflessness and righteousness. Defending champion India will take on Bangladesh in the final of the South Asian Football Federation's AFF Under-20 Championship in the Maldives today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India reached the final with a dominant 5-0 victory over Bhutan, while Bangladesh secured their place by defeating Nepal 1-0 in the semi-finals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre writes to states and union territories to take action for hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal emphasizes Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 is designed to foster trust-based governance. Bengal police arrests mastermind of Kaliachak Malda case at Baghdogra Airport, Siliguri. Ministry of Education declares NCERT an institution deemed to be university under distinct category. In West Asia, strikes expand to civilian and industrial infrastructure, raising concerns over global energy supply and maritime security. And in football, defending champion India to face Bangladesh in the final of SAF Under-20 Championship 2026 in the Maldives tonight. With that, we end the midday news.